我要歌颂你生命，我只歌颂你生命，我主，因为你生命是高贵的赞美，我要歌颂你生命，哦主，歌颂你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，我要歌颂你生命，哦主，歌颂你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，我要歌颂你生命，哦主，歌颂你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，
我要荣耀你生命，
我要荣耀你生命，哦主，荣耀你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，我要荣耀你生命，哦主，荣耀你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，
我要荣耀你生命，
我要荣耀你生命，哦主，荣耀你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美，我要荣耀你生命，哦主，荣耀你生命，哦主，因为你生命是高配的赞美。
同心来赞美我们的神，哈利路亚，主，我们感谢你，
主啊，
我们要来歌颂你的圣名，
谢谢你，
哦主啊，我们要来一起来敬拜你，来歌颂你，主啊，让我们在一起，无论是老师，我们同学，主啊，在讲员，我们一起来到神的面前来敬拜你，来歌颂你的圣名，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，我们要完全的来属于你，我们要完全的来降服在你的面前，主啊，我要来称颂你的名，主啊，来歌颂你的圣名，主，感谢你，主啊，主啊，在我们一起来敬拜，哦主啊，何等奇妙的主，主，我们感谢你，主啊，赞美你，哈利路亚。亲爱的天父，我要来歌颂你的圣名，我要荣耀你的圣名，你的作为何等的奇妙，我的口要来时时的称颂你，神的儿女要来传扬你奇妙的作为，主啊，我要来荣耀你的圣名，全地的人都要来遵从你的圣名，我要歌颂你的圣名，因为有主在我里面，有平安喜乐充满在我们的心里面，有满足的心在我里面，主啊，我们要让人也因着耶稣基督要得到丰盛的生命，得到喜乐满足，主啊，这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们，请坐。今天的经文在哥罗西书一章十五到二十节，哥罗西书一章十五到二十节，由我来攻读。哥罗西书一章十五到二十节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的， 无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，他既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。今天是圣光神学院2009哈教牧周，有上帝的主权及敬拜的优先次序系列讲座。今天的讲题是恢复上帝的主权，讲员是 Dr. Liver。我们请院长来介绍讲员。
很多时候我们有聚会但是没有崇拜。很多时候我们把崇拜当作就是找几首诗歌，那么我们就带弟兄姐妹来唱歌，就是崇拜那非常可惜，很多传道人他们在教会里面带领弟兄姐妹，他们自己没有一个崇拜神学，很多弟兄姐妹也搞不清楚到底崇拜是怎么回事，就是说一堆人一下子站起来，一下子坐下来那一下子嘴巴碎碎念，一下子嘴巴在那边唱或者跳，所以很多时候我们的传道人对崇拜不太了解，因此圣光非常重视我们传道人在这边栽培，他不只是在聚会他不只是在主持节目他什么呢？他是在那里要领导弟兄姐妹到神面前来崇拜他，所以因此这礼拜我们欢迎 Dr. Liblet 他带着一生的教学经验，不但这样子，带着他的这个牧会经验，那么他一生的这样的一个服事带给我们学生很大的帮助，所以因此我们很感谢神到了 Bruce Liebert 会到我们中间来分享这几堂一个礼拜的分享，帮助我们认识什么是崇拜，帮助我们建构一个健康的崇拜的神学。我们就把时间交给 Dr. Liebert， 谢谢。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿父神的恩惠跟慈爱与你们同在，还有耶稣基督的恩典赐予我们。
It is a great blessing and a privilege to be here at Holy Light Seminary this week.
很高兴我今天可以在这个礼拜里面来到圣光神学院。
I bring you greetings from President Paige Patterson and the faculty and more than 4,000 students at Southwestern Baptist Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas.
我也带来从在美国德州 Fort Worth 这个西南神学院校长的祝福从这个学校里面还有所有的学校的师生带来他们的请安。
I also bring you greetings from the Fort Worth Congregation of Church of Christ the King, which is supporting my ministry here in Kaohsiung this week with their prayers.
我也带来在 Fort Worth 那个地方的众教会，他们是敬拜神的教会，也是他们的祷告支持我在这段时间来到高雄。
I also bring you greetings from Taiwan Baptist Theological Seminary in Taipei, where I have the privilege of being a guest professor during the fall term.
我也带来台湾敬神那边的请安，因为是他们的邀请，我可以在这个学期在那边担任兼任的讲座的教授。
Thank you, President Chao, for the gracious invitation to deliver this sermon and the lectures that will follow this week.
谢谢周院长的邀请，我可以在今天在这边来分享，并且接下来这一周所有的这个课程。
May God bless us all as we wait on Him for His special word to us during these days.
愿神赐福我们，让我们在这段时间，因为要等候他，并且从他那边得着从他那边来的信息。
My mission, along with my wife.And my translator from Texas during these 4 months is to spread a biblical vision and a passion for the supremacy of God and for the priority of worship and the ministry of music.
我带我从我跟我的师母太太哈，还有从德州跟我一起来的翻译坐在后面现在在照相的那一位带来的意向使命是在来到台湾，以圣经的话语来分享什么是在崇拜当中神的主权跟崇拜的优先权，以及教会音乐的重要。
Our first text during these 4 days together is from Colossians 1, which was read in Chinese a few moments ago, and I invite you to turn in your Bibles to that text now.
那我们在这几天的第一段经文是在哥罗西书一章，刚刚我们已经读过了，我也请大家一起翻开哥罗西书一章。
You have heard it in Chinese, I will read it then in English.
刚刚你们听过中文的，我现在来读英文的部分。
Speaking of Christ...He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Do you want me to go ahead and read it again?
No.
Okay.
And now, O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
This text...confirms that it is the will of God to have Christ be preeminent in all things.
刚刚我们所读的这段经文讲到说，在创世，在上帝所有的事情以先，基督是那个最优先的，最首先的。
Even as the entire Word of God assumes and affirms that the triune God is indeed.To have the supremacy in and over everything.
即使在创造，在神把这个事物各样的事物造起来之前，基督已经在一切之前。
This is our thesis this morning.
这是我们今天早上的 thesis.
Thesis.
啊，我们早上主题。
If Christ is to have the preeminence in all things,
如果基督是所有知识的首先。
And the triune God is to be supreme in and over all things.
然后三一的神在一切的事物上都是有主权的。
Then the church must restore and recover the supremacy of God in her worship.
如果是这样的话，教会在崇拜当中就必须要恢复神的主权。
God is the first priority of the church.
上帝是所有教会最优先的。
Not people.
不是人。
Not ministry.
不是事工。
Not growth.
不是要成长。
Not success.
也不是要成功。
God and God alone occupies the place of ultimate and absolute priority in the church.
只有上帝跟上帝自己可以占据着教会里面最终极、最重要的位置。
However, this biblical ideal does not receive much attention.In the highly people-centered, growth-oriented, success-dominated churches of today.
但是在今日这样子的一个非常符合圣经的道理，在目前的教会以成长、以人为中心、以成长为他们最首要、以成功为首要的当中，并没有被重视。
From our preaching, our writing, and our lifestyle.It would appear that today's church is preoccupied with other things.
在我们的讲道、我们的写作、我们的其他事情当中呢，教会已经被各样其他的事情占据了。
It may be nothing more than a still small voice, but many in the church today are hearing a clear call to the recovery of God as first priority over everything and in everything.
可能现在只剩下一个非常微小、很微弱的声音，但是很清楚地告诉教会，我们必须在教会当中恢复上帝的主权、上帝的优先。
It was the Apostle Paul who wrote the letter from which our text is drawn this morning, saying that Christ is to have the preeminence in everything.
这是保罗在我们早上所读的这段经文里面所写到的，基督在万物以先。
The supremacy of God is not an option in Scripture.
上帝的主权并不是一个可以或可以不要的。
Nor can it be anything but the very centerpiece of Christian belief and practice in the contemporary church.
它必须是基督徒在今日的教会当中操练一切事物的中心。
If the church expects to be all that it is intended to be, God must be first.
如果教会要真正成为他应该成为的教会的话，上帝必须是第一的。
If the church is to accomplish its great mission in the world, God must be supreme.
如果教会要在这个世界当中好好的把他的使命给达成的话，上帝必须是他的主要的主权。
If the church is once again to become salt and light in the world's increasingly darkened and decadent cultures,It must recover the supremacy of God for itself.
如果在这个世代，这个黑暗很快速的进入黑暗并且腐败的世代当中，教会要再次成为光，成为盐，它必须恢复上帝在教会当中的主权。
What then is the connection between the supremacy of God and worship?
那这个上帝的主权跟那个崇拜、敬拜当中的关系是什么呢？
Simply put, worship.Is essentially an expression of the supremacy of God.
简单来说，崇拜就是在当中显出上帝的主权。
It is predicated upon the reality of God's being in the supreme position in relation to everything that exists within the created law order.
在这个敬拜当中，必须要显出来这个上帝他在一切他所创造出来的事物或一切的秩序当中的上面的的上方。
Worship is a personal, human expression of that relationship by which we honor and praise God as supreme.
在敬拜当中是人个人的一个表达，是人的表达，可是表达的出来的是上帝在一切之上，他是有优先的。
The results of such worship include a greater understanding of who this unique God is.And an increased desire to make him first in our lives.
如果能够这样敬拜的话，所带来的结果就是我们在敬拜当中能够了解到这位神是谁，他是真正在一切之上的，并且有更大的渴望想要认识这位神。
Consider with me the names and titles by which we address God in our worship.
让我们一起来想想，当我们在敬拜的时候，我们怎么称呼这位上帝
？As King, He is ultimate.King of kings, and we approach him as loyal, contented subjects.
如果是称呼他为王、万王之王，我们在讲的他是一个有这种贵族的，在一切的权力之上的。
As Lord, he is supreme, Lord of lords, and we come into his presence, bowing and kneeling.
如果我们称他为主。万主之主，那我们来到他的面前，我们是谦卑，我们是必须降服、俯伏在他面前的。
As master, he is one, and we all honor him as willing servants.
如果他是主人的话，他是只有一位主人。我们来到他的面前，我们是愿意顺服他当中的奴仆。
As father, he is alone the true father of us all, and we come to him as loving children.
我们称呼他为父。他是我们心灵、我们的灵命里面真正的父亲。我们以儿女的形式来到他的面前。
As Creator, God is the solitary source by whom everything was made, and we come before Him as lowly creatures.
当我们称他为创造主的时候，我们来到他的面前，知道万物都是借他手所造的，我们只是一个小小的一个被造物而已。
As Savior, He is unique.There is no other Savior.
当我们称他为救主的时候，他是独特的，没有另外一个救主了。
And we celebrate him as the one who alone has rescued us out of the darkness and helpless condition we were in.
因为他将我们从黑暗跟这种无助无望的状况当中拯救出来，我们就能够在他面前庆贺。
Not only does our worship express God's superior position in relation to all that He has made.
不止我们在崇拜当中，我们把上帝这样的一个主权并且优先权给表现出来。
But in our worship, we affirm the superiority of God's character set against the backdrop of humanity's universal moral failure.
我们也把上帝他的各样的属性，他超越万有的这些属性给表现出来，在这个世界上人都会去失败这样的属性，神的属性是超过这一切的。
In worship we extol those divine virtues and draw upon his wealth of virtue by which our lives are restored to more and more Christ-like reflectionsof his moral perfections.
因为在敬拜当中，当我们去述说上帝的这些属性，这些美德的时候，我们可以恢复我们身上需要被恢复的，我们会越来越像基督。
And at the same time, our weakness of character is replaced by divine strength.
所以当这个同时，我们身上的一些弱点，我们一些不堪的地方，就会被上帝的这种神圣的这些特性特质给充满，给换掉。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
And we worship him with awe and reverence.
我们在敬畏跟尊敬当中来敬拜他。
God is love.
上帝是爱。
We worship him with loving adoration.
我们以爱来爱他，我们来敬拜他。
God is good.
上帝是美好的。
We worship him with a spirit of gratitude.
我们一个好的这样的一个灵性来敬拜他。
God is all-knowing.
上帝是全知的。
We come to him in our ignorance, seeking genuine knowledge.
我们在无知当中来接近他，希望能够得到真实真理。
God is all wise.
上帝是有智慧的。
And we come to him in our foolishness, seeking the wisdom that only comes from him.
所以我们很愚昧地来到他面前，寻求从他那边来的智慧。
God is merciful.
上帝是很怜悯的。
We worship him in contrition and with repentant hearts, seeking his forgiveness.
我们哀伤地来到他的面前，我们向他悔改，从他那边得到宽恕。
God is compassionate.
上帝是对人有同情的。
We come to him casting our burdens and our cares on him.
我们到他的面前把我们的重担，我们的难处的事情交给他。
God is everywhere present.
上帝是无所不在的。
So we worship him at all times and in all places, confident of his personal presence.
所以我们可以很有自信的在各样的地方，各样的时间来敬拜他。
God is truth.
上帝是真理。
We worship him trusting every word he speaks to us to be true, for he cannot lie.
所以我们信任他，我们对他有这样的信心，他所说出来的每一句话都是真的，因为他不会骗人。
God is righteous.
上帝是公义的。
We worship him with deep respect and with a desire to be like him.
所以我们用很大的一个尊敬来敬拜他，并且想要跟他一样。
God is unchanging.
上帝是不变的。
We worship him with living faith and quiet confidence that he will always be as he has always been.
所以我们在每日的信心当中，我们敬拜他，知道他永远不变。
Much about our worship is centered on God's perfect character and his superlative attributes.
所以我们的敬拜是把它设置在上帝的各样这种美德之上的。
Worship is a response to God as he is.
敬拜当中，敬拜是对着上帝他的本身是谁，我们来对他做成回应。
Hence, our worship is an acknowledgement of God's exclusive superiority in power, authority, and every positive moral and spiritual quality.
并且我们在敬拜当中，我们必须显出上帝他的主权，他是有权利的，在道德上，在各样的事物上都有他的主权在。
This reality, the reality of who God is, constitutes the heart of worship.
所以上帝真正上帝是谁成为敬拜的中心
Because he is God and no other, we worship him.
他是神没有其他人我们去、敬拜了
And because he is who he is, superior to everything he has made,
因为他就是他就是上帝就是上帝一切的都是他超越一切他所创造的
Unlimited in power,
他有强大的力量
Unrivaled in excellence,
在各样的事情是无限的卓越的
Unsurpassed in beauty,
他是全然美丽的
Unequaled in moral perfection,
没有任何人的所谓的完美是可以跟他相比的
And unmatched in love and grace and compassion.
他的爱，他的怜悯，他的同情，跟他的恩典，都是没有人可以去跟他相对的。
We worship him and him alone, giving him the priority over everything else.
所以我们单单的敬拜他，并且让他成为所有我们身上事情的最大优先。
So worship is a personal, faith-filled expression. Of the supremacy of God.
所以什么是敬拜？敬拜是我们人对着这一位有全然主权的神的一个表达跟活、怎么活出来。
Worship, rightly understood, is not merely a response to God, but it is very much a pursuit of God.
不只是回应上帝是敬拜，敬拜也是我们去追寻这位上帝。
If God is going to be supreme in our worship,We must recover the supremacy of God in our pursuits.
如果上帝是敬拜当中的唯一优先，我们必须要恢复他的主权的话，那我们必须去追求这件事。
In worship, we pursue God's presence, His nearness, and all the joys and blessings of His personal fellowship.
在敬拜当中，我们去追寻、追求上帝的临在、上帝的同在，并且跟我们的接近。
In worship, we pursue an ever-increasing knowledge of God and His glorious being.
我们追求这一位神他荣耀的产、他荣耀的这样的一个、知识，我们对他的了解。
In Exodus 33, Moses was confronted by God, and his response was a desire for more of God.
在出埃及记三十三章，上帝呼召摩西，摩西的反应是：我要更知道你，更接近你。
Near the end of his life, Paul the Apostle, who had such a rich relationship with the Lord, prayed that he might know Christ even more fully.
在保罗使徒保罗的晚年的时候，他提到说，他想要对基督有更多、更多的、更深的了解。
To know God is to desire more and more of Him.
要认识神，就是要越来越渴望、渴望越来越认识他。
In worship.We taste and see that the Lord is good.
在敬拜当中，我们尝到了上帝是美好的。
Seeking to experience God as the psalmist did is utterly normal in the Christian life.
在、基督徒的生活当中，我们去寻求这样子的好处是很正常的。
In worship, we pursue God.
在敬拜当中，我们会去追求神。
We pursue a fuller and deeper and increasingly intimate knowledge with Him.
我们想要追求对他更深、更全面的了解。
The psalmist Asaph expressed this holy longing in Psalm 73 when he wrote, Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is nothing upon earth that I desire besides thee.
在诗篇63篇这边提到说，我所追寻的是我的神。我追求他，我的灵魂在干旱干渴之地、是渴望他的。
These words of Asaph are an illustration of the supremacy of God in one's pursuits.
所以在这边所看到的这个经文告诉，来形容我们是如何的追求这位神。
Is this what today's church is seeking?
我们今天的教会所追寻的是这样的，是这样子的吗？
Is this the one holy passion of Asian Christianity?
对亚洲的基督徒来说，这是你们的渴望吗？
Or has a lust for growth become the new priority of the church of the 21st century.
或者二十世纪的教会已经有他们其他的优先次序了，所以我们已经把这样子的一个追寻给遗失掉了。
The priority of God in our pursuits must not be surrendered to any rival, friendly or otherwise.
我们在这一段对于神的这样子的追求，不能因为任何的敌人，不管这个敌人是友善的还是不友善的，我们不能投降于这样的一个敌人。
Seeking first the kingdom of God will always be a pursuit of God and His reign in our lives, and it must ever remain the first, primary, and all-consuming pursuit for those who belong to Christ.
要先求神的国跟他的义，我们对神的追寻必须在基督徒生命当中永远放在第一位。
The major hunger and thirst in the lives of all believers today.Will be no different from that of David when he wrote, O God, thou art my God, I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh faints for thee, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
在经历的基督徒，他们对神心里面的这个干渴，这个渴望，跟大卫那个时代对神的这种干渴渴望是没有什么两样的。他在干旱干渴之地，他寻求这位神。
Worship is about the supremacy of God in the church's pursuits.
对，敬拜就是在教会里，教会对上帝有这样子一个渴慕的追寻。
The biblical call to make God supreme in our worship is second, a call to the supremacy of God in our delights.
在圣经里面，我们看到，对，把上帝的主权，我们最恢复上帝的主权，是为我们的一个欢愉，讨他的欢心。
Question.What is it that brings you the greatest pleasure?
对，我们的欢喜哈。然后要问题是什么带来你的欢喜呢？
Where do you find your greatest joy?
你在哪里找到自己的喜乐呢？
What is the source of your greatest happiness?
你最大的快乐从哪里来呢？
The psalmist tells us to delight yourselves in the Lord.
在诗篇当中说，在主里面欢喜。
Find your joy and delight in God Himself.
在主里面找到你的喜乐，你的欢喜。
God Himself is the source of our purest pleasure.
是我们一切纯全的喜悦的来源。上帝是我们纯全喜悦的来源。
In Psalm 27, David says this: One thing have I asked of the Lord; this is what I'll seek after, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life.To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His presence.
在二十三篇的最后，大卫说：“我一生一世求要在耶和华的殿中，直到永远，在他享受他的这个美好当中。”
Beholding and enjoying the beauty and the glory of God. This is true pleasure.
我们要好好的注意。能够去享受这个神在他的美善当中，我们得到真正完全的喜乐。
Through my years of teaching, I have told my students so many times, God is His own best gift to us.
这么多年来，我在课堂中告诉我的学生，上帝的本身就是可以给我们的最好礼物了。
God has nothing better to give us than Himself.
上帝要给我们的东西，没有比他自己就给了我们这样最好的。
Many Christians have not discovered this yet.
许多的基督徒没有发现这样的知识。
One of the truly sad conditions in today's church is that so many Christians are seeking their greatest delight and their highest pleasure in other things.
在今天基督徒的一个很悲哀的部分，就是他们在其他的事物上面去追求他们一生最大的幸福。
They seek it in work.
他们在工作当中找到。
In family and friends.
或者他们的家庭或者朋友当中去寻找。
They seek it in play and entertainment and sports.
他们在运动当中，在娱乐当中去寻找。
They seek it in money and popularity.
他们在名望或者在金钱当中去寻找。
They seek it in the indulgences of the flesh.
他们对身体上的这一种好处上来寻找。
But this pleasure does not satisfy.
但是这一些都没有办法使人满足。
Nor does it last.
也没有办法长存。
Such pleasure is only for a short season or a brief moment.
在这一种他们所得到的只是很短暂的一个快乐而已。
Have you discovered this yet?
你发现了吗？
God Himself is the Christian's true delight.
上帝他自己就是基督徒最大的一个欢喜。
The psalmist wrote, In his presence there is fullness of joy, and his right hand are pleasures forevermore.
诗人提到说，在神里面是有无限的喜乐，在他的右手有永远的福乐。
If God is to have the supremacy in our lives, in the church, and in our worship, we need to recover and rediscover our delight in Him.
如果我们要让神在我们自己、我们的教会及敬拜当中，他的主权被恢复，我们必须重新去寻找到神在我们身上所带来的喜悦。
This word of the biblical songwriter is a call to all of us today.
有一首歌是一个很有名的基督徒写的。
Delight yourself in the Lord.
在主里面欢喜。
The meaning of worship is also understood in terms of personal and corporate values and value systems.
Can you say that again?
Okay. The meaning of worship is understood in terms of personal values and value systems.
在另外一件就是敬拜的意义，就是在这当中明白个人以及公众的这一种价值观。
Worship is spiritual action by which the church affirms God to be supreme in its values.
在敬拜当中，要让教会显出来它真正的价值是什么。
Inasmuch as we are value-driven beings, this matter of the supremacy of God in our values is of critical relevance.
我们是一种把价值看得很重的这样的一个天性，所以在敬拜当中，上帝主权的这样价值就变得很重要。
Whatever or whomever we value most highly gives shape to the rest of our value system.
当我们认为什么对我们是最有价值的时候，它就建立了我们的价值系统。
In this view, we say that our value systems are structured from the top down, that is, from the highest to the lowest value.
我们的价值系统的建立是从上建立到下的。
Thus, one's value system is a hierarchy of values that is dominated by the greatest value.
我们的价值系统建立的时候，它是有一个顺序的，所以最高位的那一个，我们认为最重要、最伟大的价值，让我们建构了整个价值系统。
By definition, whatever or whomever one values most highly, that is one's God.
所以简单来说，我们在整个价值系统认为什么或者谁最重要，那就是我们的神。
True worship is that spiritual action in which the God of the Bible is affirmed to be the highest value.
对真实的敬拜的这个价值系统，圣经当中让我们明白这位上帝必须摆在第一位。
In the scriptures, everywhere God is affirmed or assumed to be the ultimate value beside whom there is no one of greater value or worth.
在圣经当中我们看到的这一位神，无论在什么样的情况下被描述出来，他都是终极的，超越一切的，摆在第一位的。
The one who created all things is of far greater value than all of those things.
他是一个创造所有一切的主，所以他比其他所造的这些被造物都还更伟大。
In the first commandment, God requires that we shall have no other gods before or besides Him.
十诫的第一条说，你不能有其他的神，除了神上帝以外，没有其他的神。
That is, no other objects of worship are appropriate to the reality of one true God who alone qualifies for such reverence.
我们要知道，在实际上，我们除了这一位神以外，没有任何人有资格让我们能够敬拜，没有任何的物体我们可以敬拜。
Worship is an acknowledging of the supreme worth of God in and of Himself and within our personal value system.
对，敬拜的话，我们必须要能够了解这一位神他自己的这一种主权，他自己的这个最伟大的价值，而且这样的价值也必须建立在我们的价值系统之内。
To worship God is to treasure Him more highly than any other person or thing or cause or enterprise in all of life.
在敬拜当中，我们必须要很珍惜这样的一位神，他是最伟大，在一切的受造之物之上，在我们一切的优先次序之上。
There are three hymns in the book of Revelation that all begin with the word worthy.
在启示录里面一开始谈到神的时候，他说他是配得的。
Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and praise.
神是配得一切尊贵、荣耀、赞美的。
Worship is about the supremacy of God in our values.
敬拜是在我们的价值系统当中，神他有占有最优先。
In Matthew 6:21, Jesus states a principle that is applicable to more than one aspect of life.
在马太福音六章二十一节的地方，耶稣谈到在我们生命当中最重要的一个行为行动。
He says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
他说你的心在哪里，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
We take this principle to mean that what one values, one will cherish.
我们在这边提到说，如果我们来应用这一句，什么是你所珍惜的，它就是你的价值了。
A man will pour his heart into that which he treasures most.
人对着他所最珍贵、最珍惜的东西，会把全心全意这样子给摆上。
A woman will invest her deepest affections in that which she most highly treasures.
And which is?
A woman will invest.
有一个富人，他对于他最珍贵的东西，他把他的整个心都摆上去了。
That is what we value most, we will love the most.
就像一个富人这样子摆上他最珍贵的把他的心摆在最贵的地方，这就是我们如何去把我们自己摆在这个最珍贵的事物上。
The biblical scheme of affections always places love at the top of the list.
这也就是为什么在圣经当中常常把这个爱所最珍惜的爱摆在最上面。
In the Shema of Deuteronomy 6 and in the Great Commandment of Mark 12 and in Paul's famous discourse in 1 Corinthians 13 love is preeminent.
在生命记六章四到五节，就我们所知道的士马，还有在马可福音十二章二十九节、三十节的大使命，以及保罗很有名的爱篇哥林多前书第十三章，都谈到爱这件事。
The Bible has this uniform perspective on the affection of love.
在圣经里面，对于谈到爱这样子的一个议题是非常的一致的。
If God is first in our values,He will also be first in our affections.
对，如果神在我们生命当中是最重要的，在价值上最重要，他就是我们所最热爱的。
The sum of the matter is this: that worship is about the supremacy of God in our affections.
我们如果要把这个上帝在敬拜当中，上帝是摆在主权他的位置的话，那我们必须有这样的热爱。
To worship God aright is to give Him our first best love.
要正确的敬拜神，要给他我们的爱。
This properly belongs to God and no other.
这样的爱，这样的热情，只能单单属于神，没有别人了。
To love anyone or anything more than God is idolatry.
所以你去爱其他的人，其他的事物胜过爱神，就成了偶像崇拜了。
Worship is the highest form of love, a love we give only to God.
敬拜是爱所呈现出来最大的、最最重要的一个形式。我们将爱给了上帝。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
我们要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽心爱主我们的神。
In true worship, love is the supreme affection.
在真实的敬拜当中，爱是对神真正对神的主权的热爱。
And God is the exclusive object of our greatest love.
神是我们所能够热爱的唯一的对象。
We value, we cherish, we praise, we celebrate, we receive the love of God that has rescued and redeemed us.
我们在这当中尊敬把它放在第一位，把它看重上帝的价值，还有珍惜他，把这样子的热爱。I have to read your manuscript. Sorry, where is it? Okay. 然后我们献上敬拜，并且庆贺这个神，因为他把我们从我们的罪当中给拯救出来。
And we respond to that love by declaring and expressing our deepest, our highest, our strongest, our first best love to the lover of our souls.
那正因为他对我们做成了这样的救赎，这样子伟大的爱，我们来宣告并且表达我们对他的这种尊敬，把他放在最高位，他是我们最伟大首先的需要去爱的一个灵魂当中的唯一所爱的人。
This is the real action in worship.
这就是在敬拜当中所真正的一个行动。
Worship is about the supremacy of God in our affections.
所以敬拜是我们对于这个有主权的上帝爱的一个表现。
So, if what we value most, we come to love most.
如果我们把神放在第一位，那我们就会爱他。
Then what we value and love most is that to which we become most committed.
所以我们既然已经把他放第一位了，又最爱他了，那我们就会对他有一个委身。
Well, you see, worship is also the spiritual action through which we affirm the supremacy of God in our commitments.
敬拜也是对这个主权的神，我们摆上委身。
In worship, we commit ourselves to God as first priority in our lives.
在敬拜当中，我们把神放在我们生命的第一位。
By such action, we come to grips with the truth that we are His, that He owns us.That we belong exclusively to Him by virtue of creation and redemption.
在这样的一个情况下，我们把自己放在一个位置，我们是上帝的，单单属于他的，我们是欠他的，因为不管是在创造上或者在救赎上面，我们都是属于他的。
Commitment is that process by which values and affections are translated into concrete, decisive actions.
我们对上帝的这个爱跟价值，把它放到第一之后，所产生的这个行动，它应该是一种是一种坚固的、坚守的行动。我们要把它实现出来。
Commitment begins with the attitudes of humility and yieldedness.
委身的开始呈现是我们是谦卑下来的。
Both of these lead to real action.
这样子会让我们开始有一个真实的实际的行动。
It is this actualization of spiritual realities in which words become flesh, thoughts become deeds, and values and affections become actions.
Let me get where it says it.当上帝道成肉身的时候，在他的道成肉身，使得我们的灵命成长是成为真实的。当这些我们的想法成了行动，当我们的价值跟热爱也成为我们行为的表现的时候，就代表了真实的敬拜。
Being committed to God is to first be committed to His will.His purposes and His plans for our lives.
委身是指我们对着神愿意去跟着他的意志，跟着他的目标，他的目的，跟他在我们身上所设下的这一些计划。
The Christian lifestyle is one of submission to the will of God and of continual obedience to His leadership.
基督徒的生活模式必须是跟着上帝去顺服上帝对我们身上的这样的一个计划，并且愿意不断的顺服他的领导。
This is not to be viewed as irksome or burdensome.
它不应该是一种我们被强迫或者是重担。
The believer knows that such submission is a path of great joy and freedom.
所有的信者对于这样的一个情况，应该把它视为是一种喜乐。
It is the eager submission that two lovers grant each other in the act of love.
当两个人在相爱的时候，他们会非常的渴望要对对方也做出爱的行动。
Such is worship when it truly expresses the supremacy of God in our commitments.
这个跟敬拜是一样，在敬拜的时候，我们真的把神的主权当作是我们的热爱的时候，我们想要有这样的行动。
The Apostle Paul describes this aspect of worship in terms of living sacrifices in Romans 12:1.
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章一节形容这样的行动叫做当身体向上将身体献上活祭当作活祭。
In this familiar text, he affirms at least four things.
在这一段我们都很熟的经文里面，他谈到四件事。
One, that commitment is a fundamental aspect of worship.
这样子一个委身是敬拜的一个最基本的要素。
Two, that God is the only one to whom we must commit ourselves completely.
第二部分，神是我们唯一委身的对象，所以我们可以成为完全。
Three, that commitment involves sacrifice, that is, dying to self, self-will, self-sovereignty.
然后第三，没有了。好，第三个部分所提到的是，这样的委身是包括要献祭的，要献上活祭，代表你要死，对着我们自己，对着我们的意念，我们自己的主权来死。
And four, that commitment is not a single once.For all action, but rather a lifelong, continuous process of living, dying, and dying daily.
第四个部分是指到这样子的一个尾声，不是只是一次的，它必须是每天的，而且是在你穷极一生每一天都要做的。
This commitment involves renewing commitments and making new commitments.
这样子的一个尾声或这样一个尾声是需要每天去更新的，必须持续更新的。
These are commitments to God's will and plans for our lives.
这样是对着上帝在我们身上的意念计划的一种尾声。
So in worship, we affirm and express the supremacy of God.In our commitments.
所以在敬拜当中，我们对于上帝的主权，把我们自己给委身下去。
Now there are some practical implications as we think about applying this text in our church's corporate worship life.
那在我们教会里公众敬拜的生活当中，我们对于刚刚的这样的信息有一些运用。
As I said earlier, one of the great needs in the church today is to recover.The supremacy of God in our worship and in the whole of life.
就像我刚刚所讲的，现在教会里面最重要的一件事情是重新是寻回上帝在敬拜当中的主权，跟在我们生命当中的主权。
I don't know that I can speak by experience of the church in this part of the world, but where I come from, many in the church have moved away from God-centeredness.To clear man-centeredness in all that they do in worship and ministry.
我不晓得我是不是能够代表来到这个地方，我不知道我是不是能够代表教来代表来讲说现在教会的情况。但是我所在的那个地区，很多的教会把他们的中心从上帝为中心移转到以人为中心。
They first referred to this modern emphasis as the church growth movement.
他们刚开始称这一种现象的时候叫做现代的教会增长的一种运动。
But during the 35 or so years of the church growth movement in America, the church has gotten steadily smaller.
但是在经过这样35年的教会增长运动之后呢，现在教会总体是变得比较小的。
And that movement parallels The focus moving away from God as center to man as center of attention.
而且这样的运动带来的结果就是人从以神为中心移动到人为中心这样的方向。
On the other hand, there are churches that are actually experiencing renewal in their worship life today.
Yes or no? They are.
Churches are.
They are.另外在教会里面他们开始在经历一些所谓的更新。
When worship renewal comes, the congregation pursues God himself as its ultimate objective.
但当这些教会他们所谓的教会他们在经历更新敬拜当中更新的这个教会其实是这些会众他们在追求神自己并且去追寻上帝超越一切的特质。
Now, what can we do in public corporate worship to help restore the supremacy of God in the congregation's worship life?
所以在公众敬拜当中，我们能够做些什么事情来恢复上帝在敬拜跟教会中的主权呢？
I will leave this for you to develop, but let me mention four applications.
我让你自己去想，不过在之前呢，我可以讲有四项，可以应用的。
First, we must recover the supremacy of God in our hymns and songs of worship.
首先，我们可以先去恢复在我们的诗歌，我们所唱的这一些敬拜的曲子当中，有关于神的主权。
We sing that it's all about Him, but in many places it's still all about us.
我们在唱的，我们唱的歌应该是关乎上帝的，可是我们唱的歌是关乎我们自己的。
We sing songs because we like them rather than for the focus on God that they bring.
我们因着喜欢这首歌而去唱它，而不是因为这一首歌将所有的重点集中在神身上。
In both the texts, the music,And in the singing of our songs, we must reclaim the supremacy of God in that process.
So, 我们所唱的曲子必须能够恢复对于上帝主权这样的一个陈述。
Second, we must recover the supremacy of God in our public prayers.
我们也应该在我们公众崇拜的时候来恢复上帝的主权。
There are some churches in which all the public praying is about us.
很多地方教会这种公众崇拜所祷告的事项都是为了我们自己。
The great prayers of worship have been lost from many Christian traditions.
在很重要的，在敬拜当中最重要的一些公众的祷告已经都丧失了。
And we have become the center of all things. We with our needs and our wants.
所以我们自己的需要，我们想要的东西成为中心。
We must restore God to the center.Of attention and focus in our public praying.
在我们公众的公祷当中，应要把神恢复为我们的第一优先。
Thirdly, we must recover the supremacy of God in our preaching.
我们也应该在讲道，我们的讲道上面恢复上帝的主权。
In so many churches in the West, preaching is more like a religious therapy.
很多在西方教会的这个讲道已经变成一种宗教性质的諮商了。
Or in some churches, what we call religious mechanics. How to do this, how to do that, how to do this. It's all about us.
或者是一种宗教性质的使用手册，使用的引导，要这样做，要那样做，怎么样这样才会做好，这都是为我们自己。
In many a church, you can come and through preaching, you don't see much about God or hear much about God, but you hear a lot about God's people.
在很多教会他的讲道，你听不到神，也听不到神是谁，或他做什么，你只听到我们自己。
You hear about their problems and their needs and their aspirations and their joys, but you don't hear that much about their God.
你听到这些人的喜乐，他们的问题，他们所需要的，但是你听不到他们的神。
We need to recover the supremacy of God in the preached word from the pulpit.
我们在讲台上讲到的时候，要恢复上帝他的优先，他的主权。
And number four, we must recover the supremacy of God in our liturgies.
我们在礼仪上面必须要恢复上帝的主权。
In the contents and structures of our services, the words that are a part of the in-between acts in our service, we must let God begin speaking for Himself in place of the chatter that so often passes for worship leadership.
我们在敬拜当中的程序每一个部分，神的话语要被听见。在程序的当中，神的话让神的话成为我们敬拜的开始，敬拜的一个转接，来提醒我们，而不是只是对着他来讲一些事。
Well, in conclusion, the church today needs to recover the supremacy of God in its worship life.
总结的来说，教会在今日需要恢复上帝在。敬拜当中，还有在教会当中的优先权。
This is where God Himself is treasured above any experience.
这是神对我们所有其他的任何经历来说，他最珍惜的。
This is the worship in which love to God will be the dominant emotion.
这是我们身为一个敬拜者，我们必须要珍惜上帝，而且必须要珍惜，这是最重要的事情，超越其他的一切事情。
And fresh commitments and renewal of commitments will be normal life for the congregation.
不只是爱他，把他放在第一个优先，但是也要附上我们的委身，把他在我们的生命当中也行出来。
This is where the worship of God becomes an end in itself rather than the means to some other end.
所以这个就是这个敬拜真正要达成目的，而不是一种终结。
Worship will be experienced as a relationship with God acting itself out rather than a mere function of the church.
敬拜应该是我们跟神有这样的关系被行出来，而不是只是教会的一种功能而已。
May God grant to the church in our day a worldwide renewal of the life of true worship through a spirit-led recovery of the priority and supremacy of God.
并在圣灵的帮助之下，上帝能帮助我们的教会在今日知道要恢复他的一切主权，并在敬拜跟教会当中看到上帝是完全的掌权。
This word I offer to the glory of God alone.
我今天所讲的是为了上帝，他唯一的唯一为了上帝的荣耀所讲的。
Amen and amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天啊，对这个敬拜有很好、很丰盛的这样子的学习啊，对敬拜的意义啊，更多的了解。我们请院长来为我们祝祷。